Geeks, excuse me. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Ann Blake Tracy. She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. Her websites are drugawareness.org and SSRIstories.com. And over the break, I was thinking about alcohol and the fact that we have a lot of organizations that deal with alcoholism, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and other organizations, and of course we went through a period of time in history in this country where there was prohibition, and yet it seems to me that there's a lot more problems. Well, a lot more problems with prescription drugs than there is with alcohol.
Right. I know. I've got a friend who. She got a ticket for speeding, I think, and so she had to go to the little classes that they have. And she said the officer in charge of that said that they have so many DUIs. I think it was 150 that month. Out of the 150, I believe it was two that involved alcohol. All the rest were prescription drugs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And then couple that with people texting on their phone while they're driving. It's pretty dangerous to be out on the road.
And that's probably why so many of them text while they're driving, is because the patients have always called these "I don't give a damn" drugs.
Oh.
They just don't care about anything. A lot of them will come off because they realize that something will happen that they should react to, and they're not. Like, for instance, a child getting hurt and them needing to hurry and react to that. And instead, they just kind of take their time, and they realize that they need to be more on their toes, so they've taken themselves off of the meds because of that.
Right. But we also know, even from reading things about the opium drug wars in China and the fact that a group of people, a population, are much easier to control if they're numbed by drugs or alcohol or something else. So this is kind of a triple or quadruple whammy here when you're talking about legal drugs. And I think that with alcohol, too, you're deciding that you're going to drink, whereas with drugs, you actually have an authority figure that's telling you that you should have this drug. And people are so obedient to authority, particularly in this country, that they think it's okay.
Right. And what did Hitler use? He used fluoride.
Well, I don't think so. That is a myth. Yep, that's a myth. They always attribute everything to Hitler. Actually, it's projection. It's basically what they're doing in this country. And if somebody catches on to what they're doing, then they say, "Oh yeah, Hitler did it first." And that's
But it is a myth. Did it? I thought it was Hungary that they poured it in the water there.
No.
Take over.
No, I think you just need to.
Maybe it's a myth.
Read accurate history.
Fluoride is the main active ingredient.
Oh, it is in these drugs?
Mm-hmm. It is in Prozac. I believe it is in Paxil. I'd have to look to see which ones actually have the fluoride component. But, yeah, Prozac for sure. It's the chemical name is fluoxetine hydrochloride.
Oh, my. All righty, we have to go to a break. We will be right back, and feel free to call in with questions or comments at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aaron. Aaron is different from ozone. Aaron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aaron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aaron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Ann Blake Tracy, the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. Her websites are drugawareness.org and SSRIstories.com. And we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And it would be...
I was going to say, before we do, can we talk a little bit? I know we've talked mainly of...
Yes? I lost you. Are you there? So what happened to our guest here? I'm not hearing her. I wonder if her battery ran out or what happened. Alrighty. Well, that's interesting. Okay, we're going to try and get our guest back. She wanted to talk about something, but we're not sure what it was, she wanted to talk about. I was just, during the break, I was trying to find out what who the president of the NRA was in 1992. I'm always curious about things like that. And, meanwhile, while we're trying to get her back, let's take a, okay.
There, now I'm on. I heard it click me in.
Okay. So you wanted to talk
somehow
about
something I got clicked
really
off.
Important. And so what was it?
I think it is important to, not everyone has the violent side effects but there are so many others. Like, I had a mother contact me just last week wanting to know how to get her 6-year-old son off Zoloft. Okay.
What was her 6-year-old son doing on that drug anyway?
I think they were giving it to him for autism.
Oh my goodness.
Do regularly. Anyway, so the mother had mentioned that she was also on Zoloft, and I thought, okay, you just want to know how to get your son off. Well, after she listened to my CD on withdrawal, she got hold of me and she said, thank you so much. I had no idea that all these problems I've had for all this time I've been on this drug are related to the drug. They're all side effects. She had TMJ, I can't remember what else, but quite a few different things like that.
Okay, tell Vince what TMJ is.
TMJ is where the muscles in your jaw clench and you start grinding your teeth.
Okay.
So, but anyway, that's just one, because one of your main function of serotonin is constriction of muscle tissue. The very first thing we saw with the drugs was muscle damage.
Wow.
But according to the research on serotonin since the early 50s, we've found that elevated levels of serotonin are found in psychosis or schizophrenia, mood disorders like depression and anxiety, organic brain disease, which is brain damage, mental retardation, autism, Alzheimer's, violent nightmares, insomnia, substance abuse, arson, violent crime, suicide, impulsive behavior with no concern for punishment, reckless driving, which is where road rage came from, exhibitionism, hostility, argumentative behavior, which is why I call them the divorce bills. But those are the kinds of things that we've known to expect with all of these drugs. Fibromyalgia, you see that all the time with them. Hypoglycemia, the first thing they saw with children born to these moms was hypoglycemia. The mothers have a 4 times greater chance of having a child with autism if they remain on the meds. So it just goes on and on. In fact, most of the lawsuits now are for the horrible birth defects.
Oh, really?
Children having to have emergency surgery for holes in their hearts. Yeah.
Oh, my. Now, do these drugs make a person want to sleep a lot?
When you reach that point, you're in trouble. Yes, they do.
Well, I think you're in trouble the minute you take one of these things.
Well, yeah. I mean, that poor man only took 2 pills and killed his whole family and himself, so, yeah.
Right. Now, what gave you the interest in this particular subject? What motivated you to look into it?
It was the cravings for alcohol that I saw in people that first got me to look at it. And I've got a mom who has hypoglycemia. So I grew up with that, and in my opinion, I was supposed to die of cancer about 40 years ago, and I beat it using natural things. And I was going to be an MD at the time, but boy, that was a wake-up call for me. Anyway, my mom with hypoglycemia, I've always said, give me cancer again before I ever have to suffer hypoglycemia. That's got to be the worst disease there is, because it affects the brain and you can't think clearly to know what to do for yourself. And I've always felt that was the worst. Well, when I saw the cravings for alcohol, I knew it was dropping the blood sugar and causing hypoglycemic reaction. And so to me, that was the worst thing you could do to anybody. So I started looking into that and thought, well, they've got to stop this. They got to realize what they're doing. And then as I looked and learned more and more, it was just the 4 years I spent writing my book, I really needed an oxygen tank, because every few minutes I was going, as I learned all of this stuff, because I didn't know, just like everybody else. I didn't know in the beginning. It was shocking to learn all of this.
Right. And I'm just trying to figure out if how you just honed in on this idea. Was there somebody in your family that was
I had a couple of friends who were taking Prozac. They didn't know each other, but I knew both of them. And they both had these horrible cravings for alcohol, which was totally out of character for them.
Okay.
And it was them that kept saying, would you look into this drug? They instinctively knew it was probably coming from the drug, or wondered. And finally, I heard the fear in their voice as they asked me to look into it. And I thought, well, I'll just go pick up a package insert and see what I can find. And sure enough, there was hypoglycemia listed. And I said, well, that's why it's causing that. It's, you know, that's what alcoholism is hypoglycemia. You're just trying to find a way to bring the blood sugar up quickly. That's why the Indians have such a high rate of alcoholism and diabetes. It's the weak pancreas running through their family lines.
And what causes that, the weak pancreas?
The weak pancreas? Oh, probably about 100 years of downing so much sugar.
Okay.
We consume way, way too much. Stress, the pancreas is the first organ hit by any kind of stress, whether it's chemical stress or physical stress or emotional stress, the pancreas reacts first and throws you into a blood sugar spin.
Mm-hmm.
And staying up late at night can do it. So we have the light bulb to keep us up at night and keep our blood sugar screwed up.
Right. And there's also, talking about Native Americans, a lot of them are very heavy because the government subsidies that they get on the reservations are nothing but a lot of carbohydrates, and it tends to pack on a lot of pounds, and then you have there's no employment on the reservations, and so even though they don't sell liquor on reservations, they make it, they have to walk off the reservation to get it at the local store down the road.
They have long called diabetes the white death, because they didn't have any diabetes until the government brought in white sugar, white flour, and lard.
Right.
So they knew it was related.
Right. Yeah, white sugar is really our first drug.
It is. It's almost identical to cocaine.
Right. They process it in the same way that they process heroin.
Mm. Yeah, once I learned that we had sugar wars the same way we have cocaine wars and other drug wars, I thought, oh, my gosh. And then to learn how similar it is in action to cocaine, here you have these church meetings with youth groups teaching the kids. Cocaine is one of the strongest sexual stimulants you can find. So they'll teach these kids to, you know, be morally clean, live a good life, do this and this and this, and then they turn around and they serve them tons of refreshments that are nothing but sugar. I'm going, you're telling them that, and then you're turning around and you're giving them a sexual stimulant. That makes sense.
Right. And of course, we know that sugar feeds cancer, and they usually serve these. I'll get back to it on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and then we'll take some calls.
Michael Anthony's private stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest today is Ann Blake Tracy, and we do have a couple questions from the chat room. Let me make my comment that I was going to make before we went to the break. Sugar feeds cancer, and I personally visited an oncologist's office with a relative of mine and noted that there were plates of cookies and boxes of donuts around for the patients to snack on. It just made me sick. Okay, a couple questions from the chat room. One of them is, is the drug meth, did it start out as a big pharma drug?
Well, let's see. Ritalin is methylphenidate. It's the chemical name. Antidepressants test out as amphetamine in the blood. And yes, amphetamines did start out as prescription drugs.
Wow.
Amphetamines is what Hitler was on.
No.
No? According to my research, he was, and that's what made him go manic.
I don't know of any real concrete research that indicates that. But let's take a phone call. Let's take Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah,
good morning.
I was going to make a comment. You said this kid was on antidepressants in Newtown, Connecticut. Is that what you hear that too, right?
Pardon me?
They're reporting that the kid was, the shooter in Newtown was on antidepressants, right?
I believe he was, yes, or in withdrawal from antidepressants. The only drug that they've mentioned is Xanax, which is an atypical antipsychotic. These newer antipsychotics are like a mix of an antidepressant with the older antipsychotic, but we don't know yet. It hasn't been released yet.
You know, I'm kind of wondering if the whole town isn't on antidepressants, because I haven't seen one real legitimate tear coming from anybody's eyes in all the interviews or any of the YouTube videos. That's the happiest crowd I've seen.
Interesting, including that one fella Rick, what was his name? He was Emily's father. What was Emily's name?
Robbie Parker.
Bobby Parker. But take a look at the CNN interviews. I mean, look at some people, their daughter was just shot like 3 days ago, and I don't see any swollen eyes, bloodshot eyes, any real tears. I see, you know, it just kind of reminds me of the British Petroleum oil disaster. There was no oil to be found. I don't see no tears.
You can't cry on an antidepressant. That's true, but...
So that's why I think the whole town's on them.
Yeah, it could be. But I thought Robbie Parker showed quite a bit of emotion in that interview. It was all he could do to choke back the tears.
Everybody is holding back their tears, okay? When my mom died, I cried for fucking an hour, all right? I'm just saying is I haven't seen any real tears on anybody's face out of any of these interviews or anything.
Okay, Ann, you said something about Robbie Parker, that he showed all of this emotion during the interview. But seconds before he went on this interview, he was laughing and yucking it up with the other people, and somebody told him, just read the card. So he got all serious right before the camera went on, and there is a video showing this on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, this whole thing is very peculiar, and I don't know. I would just, I'll just put this in the box of other BS stories that have come across the TV in the last 25 years.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your phone call, Rick. Did you have any other comments or questions?
No, that's all. Thank you. Good day.
Uh-huh. You too. All right. This is from the chat room. Are all allopathic doctors really just drug dealers? Aren't they, in fact, engaged in organized crime?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yep. I am.
What do you think?
I think they are. I call them drug dealers all the time because it's so rare that one will actually say, let's see what's wrong with you. It's just, here's my prescription pad and go take this.
Interesting. Well, I've had some serious chats with a doctor. She's a general she's an internist, and I don't go to the I try to avoid doctors at all costs, except for this wonderful doctor down in Texas, Dr. Jerry Tennant, who's actually an integrative physician and really wants to help people. But my regular doctor just wants to promote pills, and when I have serious talks with her, when she's trying to convince me that I should have a mammogram, I said, why would I want to have a mammogram when they are radiation, and radiation causes cancer? And then she gets serious and says, well, okay. All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Ann Blake Tracy. She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. Her websites are drugawareness.org and SSRIstories.com. How long have you been doing this? Obviously for quite some time, if you were testifying before Congress or trying to get the National Rifle Association involved in 1992. How long have you been doing this?
I started the end of 89, 2 years after Prozac was introduced.
Okay.
Longer than anybody I know of. I've testified at every hearing that the FDA has had on these.
Really? How many is that?
1, 2, 3. I think it's 3.
And you always, of course, give a lot of evidence during these hearings, and yet they're not doing anything about it.
I've been testifying in court cases since 92. So, like I said, they do have a black box warning on them, which is an X. Closest thing to having the drugs banned altogether.
But
the whole idea is.
Most people don't read the labels. They don't look at all of the information that comes in a prescription drug or any other thing.
Right. And neither do their doctors. That's the scary part. The doctors don't read them either.
My.
So they don't get the warnings that they're supposed to get. You know, what to watch for.
Right. And all the side effects. Now, I know on television they talk about the side effects, but they do it kind of after the fact, after they present all these smiling faces. And it's amazing.
And they read through it as fast as they can, and it still takes them an hour to read them all.
Right.
I mean, this drug will stop you from wetting your pants, but, you know, side effect is death, so...
Right.
But you, at least you'll have dry underwear when they bury you.
Right. Every one of us, from time to time, gets sad. All of us have stress. All of us have very busy lives. And I just can't imagine anybody wanting to take a drug to alter their mood. And yet, as you indicated before, people drink to alter their mood. They do it to alter their mood. And you have to ask the question, what is it that is making all of these people want to change their perception or to use some sort of artificial means? Is it because we're deficient in what? What are we deficient in?
These aren't given just for depression. They're given for everything you can think of. You go in and you can't sleep. They give you one of these. You go in and it doesn't seem to matter what the problem is. This is the answer. And they'll convince you that you need to take it. Or they'll convince you that you need to try it. Well, you try it for a couple of weeks, you're hooked. Good luck getting off. So, and they'll tell you that it won't even kick in until 2 weeks on the drug. So don't expect to see any benefit for the first 2 weeks. So by then it's too late and you're hooked and you're a patient and that's it. They've got a customer for life.
Unless
you know how to get off.
And isn't that kind of what they want for is patients for life, whether you're talking about thyroid conditions or heart conditions anything. They want to medicate everybody on the planet for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why they lower the cholesterol standards and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's exactly. I mean, for a long time, they gave these drugs for bedwetting, the children for bedwetting.
Really?
I've had young people get hold of me and say, thank you so much for your book. I finally understand now what was happening to me. I grew up thinking that I was insane.
Oh, that poor person.
Here they're hallucinating all the time, having no idea that it's their bedwetting medication doing it to them.
Now, you mentioned Ritalin earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that composed of? And I know they give it to people that they claim are ADD or...
Right. The chemical name is methylphenidate. And if I speak to a school and the kids ask about Ritalin, I start with, well, the chemical name is, and I give it to them. And I say, so what is it? And they all holler meth. And I say, well, go home and tell your parents because they haven't figured that out yet. Because it is an amphetamine. And boy, I know I was in my hometown a couple of years back and walked up to the pharmacist to get a package insert on one of the drugs that I was working on a case on. Just wanted to see which side effects they'd warned of to that point. And he started in. He said, I'm so sick and tired of seeing all these little kids put on Ritalin. Don't these parents know that those kids will end up drug addicts down the road? He says, there's no reason for that. Kids are active. This is the pharmacist. he was irate. He just went on a total tirade. Just the tirade that he went on was unbelievable.
And yet so many psychologists and psychiatrists subscribe this drug to just about anybody that walks in their office.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And even school teachers. Even school teachers are pushing it. Now, school teachers, are they just trying to calm the kids down so that they're more teachable or so that they don't have to address issues, personality issues, or active kids who are curious about things?
Well, there is a problem with teachers, which is why we have so many of them seducing the male students, the female teachers. And I think I found one case that didn't involve an antidepressant in all of those cases, but initially, when I first started this, I got a report about my own school district that I was in. Thank goodness I was homeschooling my children, because that year they had spent $1.2 million on Prozac prescriptions. An article I did with Salt Lake City Magazine, the reporter knew enough to go check a few stats. She found that 60% of the state employees in the state of Utah in 92 were taking an antidepressant.
Repeat that.
60% of the state employees in 1992 in the state of Utah were taking antidepressants.
Oh, my goodness.
So that, of course, was going to include your teachers as well, but $1.2 million they paid out in Prozac prescriptions through the insurance through the school district that I was in.
Oh, and of course, since a lot of employment positions are associated with medical insurance, then people can, these prescriptions are very expensive, but if insurance is paying for it, then the people that are going to benefit are the corporations that promote these drugs and create these drugs.
Why I'm so opposed to Obamacare, as I've always said, that poverty has saved a whole lot of lives because they can't afford the insurance.
Oh.
So they don't get drugs, but now with Obamacare, even those that couldn't afford the drugs are going to end up on them.
Oh, my. All righty. Another question. Can you suggest certain foods or vitamin supplements that will help people in lieu of antidepressants?
Yeah, and I do that on the CD, the withdrawal CD. Of course, I do it in the book as well. So, I don't know if we get enough time to go into all of those.
Well,
but generally, what is wrong that I found out, and I found studies to back that up, is that it is the blood sugar issues that are causing so many of the various mental disorders, and they've known that since the turn of the century. So, number one, balance your blood sugar. Number two, go to bed with the sun and get up with the sun, because your circadian rhythm has a whole lot to do with whether or not you become depressed. And our society, of course, is totally the opposite of that. When I give lectures, I'll often point to the lights up above and say, there's the cause, the biggest cause of depression on the planet. And has been for a long, long time, because we're messing up our circadian rhythm. And those sleep patterns are so important. And like I said before, they can throw you into a blood sugar swing just staying up late one night. You can create a diabetic reaction by staying up late one night. And
wow.
We're just not thinking about that. We don't even think about the impact. It's amazing how little common sense any of us have anymore, because we've been so pulled out of the world that we live in, to live in this artificial world that we have all around us. We really all need to go back to a farm for a while and find out where everything does come from.
Right. And, of course, our mineral levels are so depleted. We're not getting enough iodine. We're not getting enough magnesium.
Right.
We're not getting enough of lithium. We're not getting enough of the minerals. Because
we don't put stuff back into the soil. We take it all out and
right.
don't put it back. We understand that with our bank account. We take it all out and don't put anything back. It just doesn't work. Well, neither does anything else. We're doing it to our bodies. We're doing it to the earth. We're doing it everywhere.
Right.
We need to stop and see the connections and how the world works, how the laws of nature work.
Right.
And we've just pulled away from that far too far and far too long.
Right. Now, we have about 5% of the population who are psychopathic. Would you, and I think that this has probably gone up in the last 100 years, I don't think that we had the psychopaths running around, but would you attribute this behavior to this situation with interaction of drugs?
Oh, yeah. We've already declared sugar a drug. So, definitely.
Okay.
Well, I would definitely include sugar with that.
Right.
You got sugar, you've got aspartame, and then we're exposed to so many different chemicals in our, what they tell us is food. And then we go to the doctor and take more chemicals. Of course we're going to run into problems. Psychosis is so simple to understand. In fact, I'm going to put an e-book out right away and explain psychosis to people, because once you understand psychosis, you understand how to get rid of it. And it is not that hard to do. And they've made it into this boogeyman. It's just sad.
Now, as prevalent as these drugs are, and as prevalent as bad behavior is with all kinds of other things, I think people still need to take personal responsibility for what they do. And we cannot blame all of our problems on something that we're taking. Would you agree with that partially or somewhat?
No, probably not, because it has to do with choices, and if you're not informed in making that choice, I don't know that you're held accountable. I think of the Savior hanging on the cross and asking his Father to please forgive those who are taking his life, and the reason he gave, they don't know what they're doing. They know not what they do. If somebody is not capable of knowing what they're doing and literally making the choice of doing what they're doing, can they be held accountable? I've got brainwave patterns that show these people in a total anesthetic sleep state and dreaming while they're talking to you.
Oh, my. Okay, so
now, do
you're
you think that brain can actually choose right or wrong?
Oh, that's really scary. So you're talking about more than just informed consent. You're talking about, what is it the scriptures also talk about?
The level of consciousness.
Right, about our ignorance is going to kill us.
Okay, let me think.
But I can't think of what
the scripture
is. I started to quote
something
is.
Else. It's, I've heard it so many times from so many families that have said the lack of knowledge will...
Right.
I can't remember.
We've got to look that up during the break, because we're coming on to
I think it's on my website.
Well, I have your website right here.
Somewhere.
For lack of knowledge, we are doomed or something. I
yeah.
just can't.
People perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes, that's it. That's it. And that is so true. And we perish in various ways, either mentally, physically, or both.
It is. And that's all the gospel is about, is a loving father saying, hey, do this, and you're going to be happy. You don't, you won't. Because he knew how all the laws were set up on the earth, how things worked. He's just saying, look, kids, this is the way you live.
All righty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Today has been Ann Blake Tracy. She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. Her websites are drugawareness.org and SSRIstories.com. And you mentioned that you have a CD. Tell us a little bit about that CD and how people can acquire that.
It's available on our website at drugawareness.org. And you can even just download it. but it goes for about an hour and a half detailing a lot about what the drugs do and how they affect you physically as well as mentally. And then it goes into how to wean properly off of the medications and how to rebuild after using them. Of course, the rebuilding part, if you don't use the drugs to begin with, you just do the rebuilding part to get rid of the depression or whatever symptoms that you're having. Anxiety is also a really easy one. Just amazing to me that they've made these simple things into these monstrous diseases that we have to treat.
Indeed.
When you don't have to do that much to get rid of them. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people, oh, I wish I could go back to before I ever took this drug.
Right.
Because they end up with so many more problems. But, yeah, anyway, the CD is available there. The book is available there. I have people who've read the book get really upset with me that I don't mention it more often. They say it saved their life. It's given them so many answers. And it's true. I don't know where else you can go to find all the information there. I don't know anybody else who's spent 4.5 years gathering all the information that they can gather on these drugs either.
Right. And, of course, you're not
going to get it. We all need to know that much because we're surrounded by people on these drugs.
Oh, and it's affecting society in such a negative, terrible, terrible way.
It is, and if people knew who was on what,
I'm sure that probably most of Congress is on some sort of drug.
I know far more than what I want to know are probably on them.
Really? Well, I certainly hope that people will purchase your book and download that audio and talk to their friends. I mean, we all have people in our families who are taking these drugs simply because a white coat said that they should take them. And we need to start start making our own decisions and not going along with these authority figures just because we've all been indoctrinated to be obedient.
Yeah, it's taken me a long time to figure out that the reason we've pretty much been left on our own with these is because we're putting our faith and trust in the arm of flesh rather than where it ought to be.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, thank you so very, very much for being on the program today, and we'll have to do this again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.